and knew it wasn't just dark. You were down there for days, Mr. Wind-Up Bird. You know there's nothing down there to be afraid of. But after a few hours, I knew less and less who I was. Sitting still down there in the darkness, I could tell that something inside me, inside my body, was getting bigger and bigger. It felt like this thing inside me was growing, like the roots of a tree in a pot, and when it got big enough, it would break me apart. That would be the end of me, like the pot splitting into a million pieces. Whatever this thing was, it stayed put inside me when I was under the sun. But it sucked up some kind of special kind of nourishment in the darkness and started growing so fast, it was scary. I tried to hold it down, but I couldn't, and that's when I really got scared. It was the scaredest I've ever been in my life. This thing inside me, this gooshy white thing like a lump of fat, was taking me over, eating me up. This gooshy thing was really small at first, Mr. Wind-Up Bird.
May Kasahara stopped talking for a little while and stared at her hands as if she were remembering what had happened to her that day.
I was really scared,
she said.
I guess that's what I wanted you to feel. I guess I wanted you to hear the sound of the thing chewing you up.
I lowered myself into a deck chair and looked at the body of May Kasahara, hardly covered by her little bikini. She was 16 years old, but she had the build of a girl of 13 or 14. Her breasts and hips were far from fully matured. Her body reminded me of those drawings that use the absolute minimum of line, yet still give a vivid sense of reality. But still, at the same time, there was something about it that gave an impression of extreme old age. Then all of a sudden, it occurred to me to ask her, "Have you ever had the feeling that you've been defiled by something?"
"Defiled?"
She looked at me, her eyes narrowed.
"You mean physically? You mean raped?"
"Physically, mentally, either." May Kasahara looked down at her own body, then returned her gaze to me.
"Physically, no. I mean, I'm still a virgin. I've let a boy fill me up, but just through my clothes."
I nodded.
"Mentally, I'm not sure. I don't really know what it means to be defiled mentally."
"Neither do I," I said. "It's just a question of whether you feel it's happened to you or not. If you don't feel it, that probably means you haven't been defiled."
"Why are you asking me about this?"
"Because some of the people I know have that feeling, and it causes all kinds of complicated problems. There's one thing I want to ask you, though."
"Why are you always thinking about death?"
She put a cigarette between her lips and nimbly struck a match with one hand. Then she put on her sunglasses.
"You mean you don't think much about death, Mr. Wind-Up Bird?"
"I do think about death, of course, but not all the time. Just once in a while, like most people."
"Here's what I think, Mr. Wind-Up Bird," said May Kasahara. "Everybody's born with some different thing at the core of their existence, and that thing, whatever it is, becomes like a heat source that runs each person from the inside. I have one too, of course, like everybody else. But sometimes it gets out of hand. It swells or shrinks inside me, and it shakes me up. What I'd really like to do is find a way to communicate that feeling to another person. But I can't seem to do it. They just don't get it. Of course, the problem could be that I'm not explaining it very well, but I think it's because they're not listening very well. They pretend to be listening, but they're not really, so I get worked up sometimes. And I do some crazy things."
"Crazy things?"
"Like, say, trapping you in the well, or like when I'm riding on the back of a motorcycle, putting my hands over the eyes of the guy who's driving."
When she said this, she touched the wound next to her eye. "And that's how the motorcycle accident happened?" I asked. May Kasahara gave me a questioning look, as if she had not heard me. I couldn't make out the expression in her eyes behind the dark glasses, but a kind of numbness seemed to have spread over her face like oil poured on still water. "What happened to the guy?" I asked. With her cigarette between her lips, May Kasahara continued to look at me. Or rather, she continued to look at my mark.